Blackstone Audio presents The Good Lieutenant by Whitney Terrell. This book is read by Jeffrey Kafer. To Gail Moss and Miles, you've always been there from start to finish, all my love. And to WF. Part 1. The Field. 1. The target's house was surprisingly palatial. 3 stories, winged and modular, its tan concrete balconies adorned with geometric beveled corners, so that the whole seemed to have been cast from a mold. A stone wall circled it, covered with a matching taupe coat of mortar worked into a pattern of diamonds and grooved lines. Even after Lieutenant Emma Fowler directed her Humvee through the front gate, she still believed that she had not decided unequivocally to let Captain Masterson off the hook for all the illegal crap he'd pulled to find this place. Especially since that crap might well have been the reason her platoon sergeant, Carl Beale, was dead. She had merely come to scope the situation out, make sure she was not endangering Lieutenant Pulowski or her platoon unnecessarily, make sure that she could live with allowing Masterson's whole bullshit-arama to stay intact. She'd expected this to be difficult, but somehow during the hour it had taken them to convoy here from Camp Tolerance, the target's house was deep in the Iraqi backcountry west of Baghdad. The mere fact of driving in her own Humvee with Pulowski had made her feel as if, for the first time in months, they were together, and their old selves had come back. Inside the compound, she counted her soldiers as they chest-bumped the scorching summer air, feeling more than just relief. Yes, the war was fucked up. Yes, left and right, you could see examples of people completely botching things in the worst way. Of people who were